Today, we'd like to see the title of Joashi or Jehoashi in the 2 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 to 21. To online worthy people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 2, but Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joashi, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah so that he was not killed. What could we see while the king's sons were being murdered by Athaliah? Question 2 in verse 3. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land of Judah. How could the temple of God be safe from Athaliah's murdering? Question 3 in verse 17. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. What kind of covenant did Jehoiada make? And how many kinds of covenants in the Bible can we say? Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab, the seventh king in Israel, evil king, Jezebel, severe Baal worshippers. The first Kings chapter 19, verses 1 and 2, she tried to kill Elijah. Athaliah married Jehoram, the fifth king of Judah, or Joram, the son of Jehoshaphat, the fourth king in Judah. Ahaziah, the sixth king of Judah, Joram's son, visited his uncle by mother's side, Jehoram or Joram, the ninth king in Israel. The both kings, Joram in Judah and Ahaziah in Joram in Israel and Ahaziah in Judah, were assassinated by Jehu, Joram's chief soldier, becoming the 10th king in Northern Kingdom Israel. Ahaziah's brothers and half-brothers were killed by Jehu in the 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. Jehu met with the brothers of Ahaziah, king of Judah, including half-brothers. Who are you? So they answered, we are the brothers of Ahaziah. We have come down to greet the sons of the king and the sons of the queen mother. And he said, take them alive. So they took them alive and killed them at the well of Beth Ekeb, 42 men, and he left none of them. Athaliah, the mother Ahaziah, was insane after Ahaziah was assassinated by Jehu. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 27. When Ahaziah, king of Judah, saw this meaning his uncle by mother's side, the Joram, was assassinated by Jehu, he fled by the road of Beth Hagan. So Jehu pursued him and said, shoot him also in the chariot. And they shot him at the ascent of Gur, which is by Ibleam. Then he fled to Megiddo and died there. So today, chapter 11, verse 1, when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all royal heirs. She was insane, killing her grandsons. But Jehosheba, or Jehoshabith, the daughter of King Joram. Jehosheba, the high priest Jehoiada's wife, in the 2 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 11, the wife of Jehoiada, the priest, Jehoshaphat, or Jehosheba, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah. So here, King Joram in Judah is the first king of Judah. Sister of Ahaziah took Joash, the son of Ahaziah. That means her nephew. So she took her nephew Joash into a hidden place. The king's sons who were being murdered, and they hid him and his nurse in the bed chamber or bedroom close to the temple of God from Ataliah so that he was not killed. So here Ataliah attempting to kill all her grandsons, which meaning against God's covenant, because God made a covenant with David, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. So David's descendants would be wiped out by Ataliah's attempt to slay all her grandsons. So that's why David's descendants were being wiped out against God's covenant with David. Therefore, no Messiah is coming. So it is Satan's scheme. Verse 3. So he was hidden. Joash is the just baby. So he grew up for 6 years in the temple of God. He was hidden with her in the house of the Lord, or in the temple of God, for 6 years, while Ataliah reigned over the land. Why was there safe for Joash? Because Ataliah, as a severe Baal worshippers, were likely disinterested in the temple of God rather than the temple of Baal. Verse 18, so she built up the temple of Baal. Verse 18 said, and all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They broke in pieces its altars and images. So a lot of images of Baal, and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. So here is we know that Ataliah, she really was interested in the temple of Baal rather than the temple of God. Therefore, Joash's hidden place was safer from her attempt to murdering her grandsons or David's descendants. First of all, in the 7th year, Jehoiada, the high priest, sent and brought the captains of hundreds of the bodyguards and the escort and brought them in the house of the Lord or in the temple of God to him. And he made a covenant. Covenant meaning long time promise with them, the people, and took an oath, swear, irrevocable promise from them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son, Joash, so implying the Davidic covenant, because God made a covenant with David, your throne shall establish forever, which means through Jesus Christ, the seed of David, establish his kingdom forever. Verse 5, then he commanded, ordered them, people, saying, this is what you shall do. 1/3 of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house, the palace where now Ataliah resided. 1/3 shall be at the gate of Sur, S-U-R, that meaning the gate of withdrawals, or the gate of rebellion, the gate of departure. So it is a secret gate, and one third at the gate behind the escort. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. So watch over the palace where Ataliah reside there. So each corner. Then verse 7, the two contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch over the house of the Lord, the temple of God, for the king Joash. So off duty soldiers watch it for Joash in the temple of God, in the house of the Lord. Verse 8, but you shall surround the king, Joash. Joash actually the seventh king in Judah, after Ataliah, on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. Whoever invades the king's house, kill him. You are to be with the king, Joash, as he goes out and he comes in. So fully protect him. Verse 9, so the captains of the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada, the high priest, commanded. Each of them took his men, his soldiers, who were to be on duty on the Sabbath, with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath, to protect the temple of God, on duty on the Sabbath to watch for the palace, and came to Jehoiada the priest. So Jehoiada is commander. Verse 10, and the priest, or Jehoiada, gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields which had belonged to King David, exhorting them to protect Joash, the David's seed, according to the Davidic covenant with God, that were in the temple of the Lord. Verse 11, then the escort stood every man with his weapons in his hand all around the king, Joash, from the right side of the temple of God to the left side, or the left corner of the temple, by the altar and the house. Verse 12, and he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him. So anointing King Joash as the seventh king in Judah. In the Old Testament time, three offices require anointment with the olive oil. Number one is a priest. Second one is a prophet. Third one, king. So king is here anointed. They, Jewish custom, they clapped their hands and said, long live the king, or God save the king. Verse 13, now when Ataliah heard the noise of the escort, Ataliah, Joash's grandmother, and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king, Joash, her grandson, standing by a pillar according to custom, the Jewish custom, and the leaders and trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing the trumpets. So Ataliah tore her clothes, or rent her clothes, and cried out, treason, treason against her. Verse 15, and Jehoiada, the high priest, commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, take her outside under guard. Don't slay her in the temple of God, but outside. Slay with the sword whoever follows her. For the priest had said, do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord, because the temple of God is holy, so don't kill anybody there. So they seized her, and she went by way of horses' entrance into the king's house or into the palace where Ataliah resides at that time. And there she was killed. So entrance over the palace, there she was killed. Verse 17, then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord. Here, Lord made a covenant, the king and the people. So here the question is, basically this covenant not made a new covenant, actually to refresh, a lady made a covenant to revive or renew the covenant given by God through Moses. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. God made a covenant through Moses with the Israel people. So one of them, the typical one, the Ten Commandments here. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So Israel people, if you obey my word, so you will be a holy nation. They are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So here, that they should be the Lord's people or a holy nation. And also between king and the people. But the Judah's revival or renewing would not be kept going on after Jehoiada's death. In the next chapter, it's explained. So Jehoiada influenced into Joashi, the 7 years old king. So, but after the death of Jehoiada, so the southern kingdom, the Judah, did not keep on reviving the spirit or renewing their spirit. So also in the Bible, generally, God gave six covenants. So the covenants given by God can be categorized with the six types. So in detail, the book, Discerner, the Word of God, 2016 book, indicate that. Here, first is a Noahic covenant, which meaning God made a covenant with Noah. So the people was so simple. So God made a punishment with flood. So then after the universal flood judgment, that God gave a rainbow. So rainbow is a symbol in the future. God is not going to make a judgment against the people by flood, that kind of thing. Also, second type is Abrahamic covenant. God made a covenant with Abraham. God showed the sky a lot of stars. Your descendants, like the stars, your nations like that. So that kind of covenant. So God counted his belief as righteous. So that Genesis chapter 12, also people 10, 6, and talk about. Also, God made a covenant with Abraham in circumcision. So a male, birth, 8 days after the birth, must get, circumcision kind of thing. So third type is a Mosaic covenant. So God made a covenant through Moses with Israel people. So that is a 10th covenant, that's a popular one. The other one is a 7th covenant, also covenant of salt. Salt is a symbol of perpetuity. Book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse 19. Also, the first type is Aaronic covenant. So God made a covenant through Aaron. So priestly covenant. Only descendant of Aaron would be qualified to be priest. So the Levite is a big group, but only Aaron's descendant of Levite tribe can be a priest, you know, that is thing. The people's one, Davidic covenant. Davidic covenant, I already said, so through David, your throne shall establish forever. That is Jesus Christ, the seed of David, so coming Messiah. Then last one, new covenant. New covenant, Jesus said, this is a new covenant in the cup, so with Jesus' blood. So we belong to new covenant. So all the covenant based upon covenant works, you do something else, you become righteous. So, but new covenant based upon faith alone. So eternal life, covenant of grace, eternal life on conditional faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. So we can categorize a big picture is sixth covenant. Also Bible, New Testament talking about dispensation. Dispensation is basically Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10 is that in the dispensation of the fullest of times, he might gather together in one thing, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So all about Jesus, so dispensation, that the Greek word meaning oikonomia. Oikonomia means oikos, is a house, nomos rule. Basically, God's rule, you know, to the house of the people. So that is called dispensation. Times the plural, two or more. So big picture, we can say dispensation in New Testament time or in the Old Testament time. So in New Testament, many verses state dispensation. For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17, a dispensation of the gospel. Colossians chapter 1, verse 25, according to dispensation of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2, the dispensation of the grace of God. Here are examples of dispensations as God's rules or plans to people during times as follows. Pre-tribulation means before tribulation. The cut-up church, all believers rapture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, will occur before great tribulation. Pre-millennium means before millennium. The cut-up the church will occur before the millennium kingdom established by Christ who will return on the earth. The nation of Israel is different from the church. Romans chapter 11, verse 11. I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. So in that way, so God has worked with covenants and dispensations together during times to fulfill the word of God in the context of the Bible. So, you know, we covered that in detail. Is you may check, you know, internet website. Tonight I will upload, you know, entire the content. Verse 18, and all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal. Right here we see the Athaliah really strongly influenced by Jezebel, her mother, because Jezebel is a strong worshiper of Baal. Baal is the idol god of agriculture knowledge to multiply, you know, crops. So therefore, at that time, is the people worshiped the agriculture knowledge idol Baal and tore it down, and they thoughtfully, fully broke in pieces its altars and images, and killed Matan, the priest of Baal before the altars, destroy the idols and all evils for reviving or renewing spirit. And the priest, high priest, appointed officers of the house of the Lord. Then verse 19, then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escort, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king down from the house of the Lord. So basically, they led the king Joashi, 7 years old boy, from the house of the Lord. That is the bedchamber or bedroom, went by way of the gate of escort to the king's house, the palace. Then he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city of Jerusalem was quiet or was in peace, for they had slain Athaliah. His grandmother with the sword in the king's house. Joashi was Joashi, another name of Joashi, was 7 years old when he became king. So 7 years old and two young boy. So Joashi strongly influenced by Jehoiada, the high priest. Let's just see each question in brief. Question 1 in verse 2. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joashi, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah so that he was not killed. What could we see while the king's sons were being murdered by Athaliah? So Athaliah is like insanity. So actually is strongly influenced, schemed by Satan, because Athaliah tried to kill her grandsons, all of them. That is the seed of David. So that is ultimately against the Davidic covenants. As God said, your throne, David's throne, shall establish forever. So to block the Messiah coming. Question 2 in verse 3. So he was hidden, Joashi, or Jehoashi, hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. How could the temple of God be safe from Athaliah murdering? So because Athaliah was not interested in the temple of God rather than the temple of Baal, in light of verse 18. Question 3 in verse 17. Then Jehoiada, the high priest, made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, and they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. What kind of covenant did Jehoiada make? Jehoiada did not make a new covenant here, but Jehoiada made a refresh, a remind over Mosaic covenant. So if you keep my word, my covenant, you will be my people, holy nation. So that is in mind. And how many kinds of covenant in the Bible can you say? So big category, we can say 6 covenants. So in the Bible, not only covenants, also with dispensations as well. So that is the point. Certain denomination totally denied the dispensation, but the dispensation is stated in the Bible, particularly in New Testament as well. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin, type 1 song. Please note this online word for global crusade in effect develops from sermon into spiritual transformation into the image of Christ in daily fellowship with the Lord throughout Bible study and discipleship. We think that any human opinion is not really important rather than what God says. So the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible per se. But the opinions to make us understand God's word have been accepted in light of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Thank you, everybody. Come to Jesus. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior have a daily fellowship with our Lord. Our Lord is a favorite to a donation method rather than to a commercial business method in His church, because our God is pleased to see our heart to love the just God in loving relationship or fellowship rather than a legal relationship under a bond agreement of the business. So the donation, tithes, and offerings must be rooted from free will or a cheerful heart, not be forced, flattered, or grudged. In Luke chapter 11, verse 42, and Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Here is an opportunity to lay up your treasure in heaven. In light of Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, through your cheerful donation, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, to call Calvary Chapel and I'm Hills. Mail to car, P.O. Box 27693, Anaheim Hills, California 92809, USA. With by personal check or a company check, cashier check or a money order issued to car. Or with testamentary will, deed of land, or bill of sale for car, other assets, to beneficiary car. Number two method, donation, wire transfer to car. Through wire routing transit number 12200247, online account number 63141318782, and international SWIFT BICWFBIUS6S. Any donation by person or company is tax deductible in USA. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, and Luke chapter 12, verse 34. Car is never dependent upon donations, but upon our Lord alone. How about the car? Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills, car, His church, never thinks that it is not unsuccessful because it is seeking to become a loving church like Philadelphia rather than Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and 17. And that every ship is seeking to be called a good and faithful servant, being present with the Lord in Matthew chapter 25, verses 21 through 23. But anyone has not attained the success or the perfect pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, in light of Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 up to 14. Car is indigent, but is rich toward God. Luke chapter 12, verse 21. Because every quarter donation has been spent for nearly equally between local members, modalities, and those reaching outside the church, sodalities. Car, as a global church, has been ministering as to the Lord through not only this online word for global crusade, but also addict healing ministry, ASAP medical mission, biblical marital counseling, car pressure, Bible study in English, Farsi, Korean, Spanish, and Tagalog. And homeless ministry, Jewish education for Christ, many mission fields, about 20 fields, and the veteran ministry. By any donation, you can designate a particular ministry or a particular country in the mission fields. For details, you may check CalvaryChapelAnaheim Hills.com or mobile website m.CalvaryChapelAnaheim Hills.com or ccAnaheim Hills.com or CalvaryChapelAnaheim Hills.org. New book was published, Liberty from Capitalism, Daily Fellowship with Our Lord, available at Amazon.com. Thanks and God bless.